It's episode 235, and we've got plugins for scheduling your homepage content, measuring your body mass index, creating coupons, author widgets, WooCommerce invoicing, and a better way to handle external links. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm John Overall from the Great White North.
And coming to you from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, the brain is always running on empty some days. But we've got the usual great show for you. But of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at our brand new website that was recently launched, WPPluginsAtoZ.com. All pretty, snazzy, and looking good.
Very nice.
And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio or in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
Yeah, and I noticed something in Stitcher the other day, which is if you're on the desktop version at least, you can actually leave comments on the episode on an episode-by-episode basis.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah,
They must notify us somehow.
I don't know.
There and find out.
I don't know, but test it out, somebody that uses Stitcher. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yep. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. And also, remember, leave us a review in the iTunes store. We will read your review on the show. And also, head to our website if you'd like to leave us some audio feedback. If you're looking for a particular plugin, need some help, or just want to say great job on the show, we do appreciate that. Just go to WPPluginsAtoZ.com and leave us a message.
And of course, a little bit of self-promotion. After all, we are WordPress professionals making our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix it when it's broke or saving them money when they're building up their website by consulting and helping choose the right stuff for their site. So if either of those has happened to you, pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And John, you know, we are now at the point in online marketing history where sophisticated marketing tools that were only available to large companies with their own IT pros, they're now accessible to everybody, people like me and you. And sometimes we can move a lot faster than those bigger corporations can. But there's a problem is you may not recognize what those tools are or even what the purpose of them would be. And that's why I started onlinebizcoach.com. Head on over there right now. Sign up for our pre-launch, which will be coming soon. I've also got a podcast that will be launching on December 1st. Sweet. But I am going to be giving away 5 memberships free to listeners of this show. So head on over there right now, onlinebizcoach.com.
Bonus deal. Check it out, folks. All right, well, we have some bits and pieces of WordPress news here this week for you. Right off the top, of course, WordPress 4.4 beta has been out for a little bit now. And you might want to check it out. There's a couple of really cool features coming in, I think.
It's got a lot of new features. We're talking 2016 is going to be released.
Yes.
Responsive images.
That's the big thing, responsive images. The other one for me is the new embeds. How they're going to allow you to embed other WordPress pages into your pages.
That's right. Phase 1 of the REST API is going to be included. It's going to have a plugin of the REST API that's included. And then term metadata. Yes. And anybody who wants to know a little bit more about term metadata, Jeff Chandler and I did a podcast, I think 3 weeks ago with Drew James, the one of the guys who's helping with this in terms of the development cycle. So I'm going to tell you that there is a lot going on. I'm sorry, Scott Taylor is leading the development cycle of 4.4. But there's a lot going on there. So make sure you check out everything going on with 4.4 Beta 1.
Yeah, and there's a great link in the show notes to all the information for it.
Yep.
You've got another piece here. It looks like you added in for us, eh?
Is it time for XML RPC in WordPress to go away?
Absolutely. I've been regularly killing it and deleting it from sites for months.
Wow. See, I need it because I need the WordPress iOS app to work, and that's how it works. So maybe they'll find another way through.
Maybe they'll find another way, but the hackers have been attacking that in a massive way in the last 6 months, and in the last few weeks I've noticed that there's been reports about an increase in attacks on that particular vector.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, not to my mind, they provide me with a lot of work, but hey, you got to draw the line somewhere.
That's right. And finally, a friend of mine and friend of the WordPress community, Nikhil Vimal, I know him as just TechVolt's Nick, has acquired front-end registration and login forms plugin from Pippin Williamson. So that's pretty cool. And the funny thing about it is Nick is 16 years old.
Oh, cool.
And he is probably one of the most prolific young WordPress developers that's out there today. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what Nick can do with these plugins. And that's the news for the week.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got for you. So I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Yeah, let's roll.
Off we go. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got this week came about for a client that needed to have a simple way to create a coupon that could be delivered either via email or on a page after someone signed up for an email list. And while there's dozens of coupon plugins out there, coupon creator plugins, I was looking for just something simple, plain, without a whole lot of fluff. That's what Coupon Creator is. It allows you to go in, create a coupon. It is a freemium plugin, and the freemium version works quite nicely. And if you stay with the freemium version, you don't get to fancy up the coupon much, but it's a coupon. It doesn't need much fancying. But when it's done, you create the coupon. It gives you a short code. You can then dump the short code in the landing page after they have filled out a form for signing up for an email list or whatever else they've signed up for. And they can print the coupon from that page there, or it also sends an email. If you put it into the response of Gravity Forms, the response information, Gravity Forms will render the short code and deliver the HTML bits. And it works quite nicely. I've tested it out, worked very well. It was a really cool little coupon code, or coupon creator. So you can offer folks up a discount on your services, which is what my client was looking for hers. So check it out, Coupon Creator, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. So are those coupons all individual to that specific user?
No. We wanted something. She was creating a single coupon offering discounts on her Pilates studio. And what we needed to do was, when someone signed up for information, we needed the coupon to be delivered via email and on the page. And
very nice.
It's a universal coupon that is available, and it's got an expiry date, and this thing allows you to set an expiry date for the coupon too. So, hey, it's all good.
Great. All right. Well, John, the first one that I've got today is something that just came out of necessity. It is called Homepage Scheduler. And what's nice about this plugin, it's very simple. It allows you to take multiple pages on the site. You can design them up to be different versions of the homepage, may perhaps have different content or different layouts, anything like that. And Homepage Scheduler actually allows you to set up a schedule for which page will be used when in terms of being the static front page of your WordPress site. So if you've got maybe sales on the weekends, or you want the weekend to look a little differently, or promote specific things or items or content, then this is absolutely the plugin for you. It's called Homepage Scheduler, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. So it allows you to, you can have it set so it turns the page on, turns it back off, and then it'll turn it back on again?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's very nice. That's a beautiful way to have it then.
Yeah, so you can actually have maybe, and it's not just for days either, it's for times. So you can even make it so that at night it has maybe a dark version of the website in terms of the homepage. Mm. you know, with a little moon or something like that. So pretty neat plugin.
Sounds like you could also do seasonal too.
Yep, seasonal would be a definite way to do that.
Halloween stuff, so have it display your Halloween stuff at Halloween
time. Sure, Halloween.
You drop it off and move it to Christmas time.
Black Friday, change your entire website black, you want to do.
There's some very nice things you could do with that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next plugin that I have for you is called Mex Smart Author Widget. And this one came about due to the moving of WP Plugins A to Z to its current position. And we'll be talking more about that in a bit. But what happened was I had to replace the author widget we were using in the standalone WordPress site. And because we moved the site into a WordPress MU environment, that plugin would no longer function correctly. So I had to find a replacement that would give me the same type of display, but yet wouldn't force me into pulling the information I didn't want. And that's actually quite hard to do. There's a lot of author widgets out there, but the vast majority of them depend entirely upon gravatars and the author data and just bits and pieces, and they weren't always able to do much editing with them. This one made the job quite easily. It allowed me to create a display that was very clean, allowed me to take away the forced headline that most of them wanted me to do. And it was just a bunch of little irritating pieces. But Mex Smart Author Widget did the job quite nicely, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. So check it out.
Awesome. Yeah, the author boxes are very important, especially now that everybody has 20 or 30 social links that they want to add in there.
Many of them tried to pull in all the social links. I didn't want all that for our website. We wanted something similar to what we had before. So,
mm-hmm. Great. Okay, John, this next plugin I found just for you. I know that you've got your FitU site, mm-hmm. the FitU, and I found this and I thought, man, maybe John might use this. It's called Simple BMI Widget. It is basically, it's body mass index. It calculates your ideal weight based on height and your age and a couple of other factors. This is a great widget that figures all of that stuff out for you and does it automatically. It's basically a user-controlled widget, so they enter in their own statistics and such. It doesn't record anything, so you really can't see how out of shape your viewers are, which actually I think that would be
That's a good thing.
Somewhat amusing. And John, I thought of you because of the fact that the widget displays either in metric or imperial system.
Very nice.
And it's also available in English, French, and Portuguese in terms of.
I can see myself pulling this over to my FitU website. It's a very nice little plugin, and many of the users that are starting to use the site might find it usable and useful
for them. I think it's one of those things where you could make it a site-wide widget that everyone could use.
Exactly what I'll do with that one. I like it.
Cool. Well, I rated it a 3 out of 5 just because I can't use it, but I'm sure John will probably have a different usage.
It's a nice middle-of-the-road widget, but we'll check it out.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Simple BMI widget is what it's called.
The final one I've got for you here is something that is just missing from WooCommerce. For some reason, it has always been missing, and I completely forgot it. I've launched a couple of WooCommerce sites in the last couple of months, and it still slipped my brain until I was doing the final touches with a client today, and they're like, hey, what about printing out my invoice and printing out my shipping slip? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Right there in the orders list, there should be a button built into WooCommerce for this. But it's never there. But this plugin takes care of that problem. It's called WooCommerce PDF Invoices and Packing Slips. Very simple plugin. You turn it on, activate it. It adds 2 new buttons to your orders lists in WooCommerce. One of them prints out the PDF invoice, and you can either save it as a PDF and email it to your client, or you can print it yourself. The other one does it for a packing slip, prints it out for you. Very simple and sweet plugin. You would think it would be built into WooCommerce as a matter of standard, but for some reason it isn't. But this plugin works so well and so smooth, I had to give this one a maximum top 5 Dragon rating.
Okay, I've got a couple questions for you about this.
Yeah.
the packing slip. Now you say you're able to that it prints that out, but it really doesn't print it out, does it? It actually makes a PDF of the packing slip.
It, when you push the button, it creates a PDF, and of course, when you go to grab a PDF from a website, it asks you, do you want to download it or print it?
Yeah.
Or you want to download it or open it or save it. I'm sorry. And then if you click open it, it opens the PDF, and you hit print.
Okay. I think I have another way for another usage for this. Okay. All you developers that do WooCommerce, listen up. There are modern printers these days that are connected online. You can give them their own email address.
Yes.
And oftentimes when you email a file that has something that has an attachment in it, it will just print it out. That's the main reason for them having an email address. Mm-hmm. And so you could actually set this plugin up to email that packing slip to the printer back in the warehouse.
Oh, very sweet.
And it automatically prints out that packing slip.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody has.
I don't think so. It's kind of a thing. It's like I said, it's one of those things in WooCommerce for some reason is just missing from the out-of-the-box setup.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to unveil my new line of printers that work with WooCommerce. How about that?
There you go.
All right, let's round this off and get on out of here. This one is called SEO External Links, and this plugin solved a ton of problems for me because oftentimes when you cite something like, say, a link to a plugin in the repository or something like that, they'll click that and it'll just take them right there. And unless you forget to, unless you remember to put that open link in new window, within the link when you deposit it in your show notes or, your blog post or whatever, it ends up taking people off site, and that kind of stinks in terms of on page and all that. So this plugin, SEO External Links, simply does one thing. It makes sure that it defaults that every external link opens in a new page.
Very nice. I like that. We use something similar to that on our site.
Cool.
But I like that one. That one's much simpler, less work and easier to set up.
Yep. And I found it very useful, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. Well, this week here, I do have a bit of a discussion for a project for you. And this is a bit of a discussion about the moving of the WP Plugins A to Z website. This one here was a bit of a challenge to move, mainly because we're taking it from a standalone WordPress install to part of a WPMU, a WordPress multi-user site. This is the first live component of the soon-to-be-launched wpsupport.ca network of websites that's coming. And I've got 3 other websites in the pipeline of development right now for it, the first of which is wpsupport.ca. So this is going to be a complete support network, and WP Plugins is part of it. But the biggest challenge here for moving the site was this was a well-established website we had hundreds of posts, not to mention all of the podcasts and everything else in it. So we had to get that moved over and then still have it all completely functioning. And WordPress has, while it's got this beautiful export and import function, it's not always 100%. And going from a standalone to an MU environment is mostly simple. You can export out the XML file, import it into your new setup, and you'll get virtually everything. An occasional image will be missed. The podcast will be skipped here and there. It wasn't too bad. But the biggest challenge after that was setting up all of the plugins again and getting all of the functionality back that you had. Because there's still the problem, while MU has improved so dramatically since the first time I used it 4 years ago, you still have the problem of plugins not entirely working in the MU environment and then having to find an alternative to it, as we talked about in the earlier plugin I was discussing today. So all in all, we'll talk about it. You've been doing some MU stuff. What kind of challenges have you been facing, Marcus?
Well, and you're right. I had a project where I was literally going to make 3 different subdomains of individual WordPress installs. And then the client threw at me, hey, let's do it all so I can put the events calendar and it goes throughout the entire network of sites. And I went, oops, okay, it's time to go to multi-site.
Yeah.
So Then came the challenge of taking those sites that I had just built and getting them into MU and making them good and decent. And so here's the steps that I found before you ever try and import your content into the different variances of the site. Make sure the theme is installed. Make sure all of the plugins are installed.
And active.
And active, yes.
I made that mistake a couple of times.
Then make sure that you put in the import XML file.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because there are many custom post types and other things that get imported. And if WordPress is trying to import it and it goes, wait a second, I don't even know what that plugin is. If you didn't have the plugin installed. And then you're in big trouble.
And one of the other things you will face in here also is the change in URLs. Okay, while most of them get changed during the import process, I found a few didn't, especially with images and other things, because you have to remember when you're going from a standalone site to an MU site, in a standalone site, if you're using the standard directory, it's in the WP Uploads media folder. Forgot the name of the media folder.
Library.
And when you move to the MU site, it adds an additional layer of directory into that. It adds sites in front of all of your gallery information. So you get a whole new path to your content. Mm-hmm. So you can't just FTP it and expect everything to work.
Yeah. So. Other challenges, I will say, like you, I went ahead and bought a subscription to all of the premium plugins on WPMU. That helped.
Oh, boy, that helps a lot.
WPMU. They figured that out.
they've been doing multi-sites for years now.
Yeah, yeah.
And their support is fantastic too.
Yeah, that it was awesome. So I'm happy to subscribe to that and take advantage of that because, frankly, for whatever it was, $20 a month or whatever it happened to be, $24, that's worth it for me to not have to monkey with something for 6 hours to try and just figure out how to get something to work.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a challenge. It's something that I look forward to developing and supporting. And, I'll give you a rundown of what's in this multi-site, John.
Sure.
We have the main site, which, by the way, all of this is membership controlled through a plugin called Membarium, which also hooks to Infusionsoft. So that's how it's controlled. So it's a multi-site member site. Wow. Specific pages are shut off from public view, and you have to log in and be a member to see them. It is a site for an association that has over 40,000 members worldwide. So here's what I've done. The way they used to do it is they had some other platform that wasn't WordPress. And when they did things like webinars, you actually had to fake purchase the webinar and then it would send you a PDF that had the download link.
Yeah.
Now I've got it on Vimeo Pro. I've got it restricted to only be that domain so nobody else can embed it or steal it or anything like that. Everything works beautiful. Nice. I've also got a news site, which I took a magazine theme and put that together, and there are over 6,000 posts in this, all with featured images. That wasn't easy. And then there is a full career center site where people post resumes and also jobs, and a directory site that has over 8,000 corporations and businesses in it, and it's all in multi-site.
Yeah, multi-site's come a long way. It's quite nice. I can see myself doing a few more communities over the next year.
Mm-hmm. So. And with some of those plugins, like we talked about at WPMU, it does things like on that magazine news site that I've made, it will propagate that onto the main site. Yes. As far as the news. And then when they click it on the sidebar, it goes to the other site. Oh, and yeah, that's awesome.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm starting to use on the FitU. So it's working quite nicely.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to getting advertising working throughout the entire network. I'm looking forward to events calendars being able to sync throughout entire networks instead of me having to enter it in three different places.
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming together nicely. And really, once you start working in it, and I know that I'm stuck in it and it's not just some experiment, mm-hmm, then I'm dedicated to it and I've bought into what it can do and how it can do it. And I'm starting to become a big fan of multi-site.
Yeah, that's what's happening to me. I'm starting to become a big fan of it, especially as I'm developing these communities and pulling together to different pieces. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's our little bit about WordPress MU this week. So give it a shot. Maybe think about it for your next major project of multiple websites coming together.
Yeah. Is it still called MU? I think it's multi-site only.
I know. Is it multi-site?
Yeah.
Okay. To me, it's always going to be MU.
I know.
Because I was using it way back when. Yeah, I know WordPress changed it. They changed the name of it for some reason a few years ago, and I don't remember why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At any rate, that's all we've got there. I covered up in this episode the following plugins: Coupon Creator, which I gave a 4 to, Mex Smart Author Widget, which I gave a 4 to, and WooCommerce PDF Invoices and Packing Slips, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about Homepage Scheduler, which I gave a 4 out of 5, Simple BMI Widget, a 3 out of 5, and SEO External Links, a 4 out of 5.
And a little commercial for you. Now it's easier than ever to share your fitness story. Go check out the fityou.ca where you can start your own free fitness website. The FitU, a health and fitness community that is slowly starting to spread across the web. Look for us in another few months to really be taking on the internet and helping people with their fitness. There's really some cool blogs popping up there. So check it out at thefityou.ca.
Awesome. And remember to sign up at my website, marcuscouch.com. Sign up to my mailing list. John, dig this. I haven't put it out in the mailing list yet. I'm going to wait till next week to start doing it. But I have lunch at the beach every day.
How nice is that?
It's very nice. And I've got that time and a beautiful background in Laguna Beach that I'm going to start talking a little bit more to the audience via some video. So sweet. I'm going to email those links only, and they're not going to be made socially or anywhere else. So it's worth it for you to sign up to the mailing list at marcuscouch.com.
All right, and the usual reminders, please stop in at the iTunes store and give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Helps the show out. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner for us.
Awesome. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, the aforementioned marcuscouch.com. Follow me on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.